Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, I might add, he didn't know really what this vision meant. He was not going to take this literally. He didn't know what the world this meant until he got a knock on the door and found out. Okay? Don't interpret this thing literally. He says, "Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate." So they got there just at the time that the vision had ended, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, "Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come?" I find this to be a general pattern, and I might just point this out. When God gives revelation, he usually gives just enough to know what to do. But he doesn't tell you everything that's going on. He tells you, "Go over here and watch what happens, and then you'll know." Or, "Go meet these people, and they will tell you." God doesn't just blab everything himself so that you know everything that's going on. He makes you be obedient, and then you find out what it is that he's doing, or what he's saying, what he's revealing. And it's the same thing with the three men from Cornelius. They didn't know what to do until they went and got Simon Peter, and the Lord said, "He will tell you what to do." God doesn't just tell everything. He tells you where to get the information. He makes you work for it just a little bit. That way, it is a matter of faith, and you have to respond in some way. It's that response that proves our faith. Faith without works is dead. So God requires some works in order to prove your faith, and that is the response. Now, they had to send three men all the way down there. That costs some money. Travel, provisions, and all that took some time. You know, it took a few days travel, 4 days actually, there and back. It was a 2-day trip, apparently. And with Peter, too. He had to go down and ask the people, "What do you want?" Otherwise, he would not have even known what this vision meant.